You're listening to the Greg Swaim Show, baby.
And welcome, everybody. A terrific Sunday evening. Hope you have had a great week and getting ready to have another great week. Cowboy baseball did not have a great weekend. Man, they had two just close games. And even this game was close to the eighth inning and just fell apart. TCU, a good ball club, but should not have been shut out and had every opportunity to win a game or two. Just didn't quite get it done. We've got several things to talk about, and we're only going to have the one guest right here at the top of the hour. Sean Leary will call in, CEO of SportsThread. We're going to talk about how to explore your options in picking a college. It's a topic that I know a lot of you are interested in now. Even if you're a little younger, it's never too early to start thinking about that. Marketing yourself, doing it the right way, which Sean and the folks over at SportsThread know all about for sure. But a couple of topics, one real controversial, one it is what it is. Two OU football players got in trouble over the weekend, and one of them has some real NFL possibilities, and this is an alleged armed robbery, which someone was hurt, not seriously, but still hurt. And you know, I just got to question sometimes the mentality of anybody, not just, you know, to do something stupid like that, armed robbery, but to do it when you have many, many, many tens, maybe hundreds of millions potentially on the line for your career, and you might have ended it before it ever began. Armed robbery is a whole different thing from, you know, using somebody's key to get some gas. This happened a few years ago in Norman. Actually, it's been about 10 now. But, yeah, this is a topic we need to talk about. Trajan Bridges, who's an awfully good player for the Sooners, wide receiver, looks like, you know, pretty good chance he'll be out. And then, Seth McGowan, running back. So we'll see what happens there. Nobody really wanted to put the names out there. I waited till a couple of professional folks did it first. I didn't want to be the first on that. You never, especially with kids, you don't want to. Kids make dumb mistakes. We all know that for sure. And then maybe another one. We don't talk a lot of softball on here. I know my producer engineer Bill Van Ness obviously does. He's the does the Cowgirls games, but there's going to be some legislation brought up on transgender athletes in Oklahoma being able to, whether or not they can participate in athletics against non-transgender athletes. And I'm not going to, you know, tell you I know all about this subject, because I certainly do not. As far as I know no transgenders, although the odds would probably say I do or have in my lifetime. But, you know, I have empathy for anybody who is discriminated against in any way through no fault of their own. But then again, I understand the father who says, you know, my daughter's a wrestler in Oklahoma. Yes, there are some of those in other states too, Texas especially, female wrestlers. But I don't want her going against, you know, somebody who's not completely and totally what we perceive to be female. So I get it. And I want to remind you, on the Buffalo Wild Wings text line, you can text us at 405-880-2316. That's 405-880-2316. And that'll be the topic of the day, kind of lingering on. Let us know what you think about that. If you have any comments, suggestions, questions about the transgender issue, because the NCAA has already kind of put it down that if Oklahoma's legislature discriminates in any way against transgender athletes, that there's a good chance that the Hall of Fame softball field and all that, could the stadium could lose the national softball tournament. And, you know, last time we had it, both Oklahoma State and Oklahoma are in it. Oklahoma's in it every year. They're really darn good. Probably win it again this year. They're that good. But, you know, I don't want to lose that. And I kind of want your feelings on that. I'm not really, I really haven't had any feelings on it. It's come up. I haven't really talked about it. And the reason is I don't know that much about it. And to be honest with you, I think it's such a rare occurrence. You know, if it was like every sporting event ever it's going to affect, well, yeah, we kind of force your hand. But in this case, I don't know how, you know, and I certainly don't know a lot about the subject. I'm not going to lie to you. I want to give a special shout out to my mom at West Haven Nursing Home. She's listening. Truth be known, that's the reason I brought the show back. I wanted to, my mom and dad living in Stillwater in their later years, and they've always liked listening to the show, so we brought it back. A couple friends as well. So, you know, run into Walmart when we moved back. My wife especially, who's there a lot more than I am. Hey, when's your husband going to have a show here locally we can listen to again? So glad to do that. Especially glad for my mom listening back at West Haven. Hey, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have on our old buddy Sean Leary, CEO over at Sports Thread in Denver. And going to talk about, we always kind of talk about recruiting, but how to explore your options to pick a college. That's huge, because I know a lot of you listening out there, some of you I talk to on a regular basis about recruiting, and you're trying to decide where to go, what to do. Some of your juniors and sophomores starting to get letters. You want to know how to respond to those. We've already talked about what to do, what not to do on websites, that kind of thing with social media, but how to explore your options and pick a college, and we'll talk with Sean Leary here in just a moment. We'll take a break, hear from our great sponsors. We're thrilled to have each and every one of them, and we'll be back after these messages.
Want to be the best basketball player you can be? Well, big-time players play all year round in the big-time basketball tournaments in Enid, Stillwater, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Wichita, and Dallas are played year-round for this very reason. Play against the best to be the best and sign up today online at gregswaim.com or call 405-880-2316 to get to the big time.
COVID-19 vaccines are available, and Americans are eager to learn more about them but aren't sure where to find the answers. That's why AARP is working to protect Americans 50-plus by making sure you have the latest information about the vaccines and distribution options right here in Oklahoma. Just visit aarp.org/okvaccine to learn who's eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine in Oklahoma and when, where, and how you can get it and what you might discuss with your doctor. That's aarp.org/okvaccine, paid for by AARP.
Total Health membership includes access to both Total Health at 1810 North Perkins Road and Total Fitness Aquatics at 901 West 12th Street in Stillwater. Access to all group fitness classes, land and water, equipment, pickleball court, and discounts on personal training and massage therapy. Group fitness classes with 36 land classes weekly, boot camp, functional movement, eccentrics, yoga, memory fusion, senior fit mix, spin indoor cycling, ripped, Tabata, metabolic conditioning, weight training, 24 aquatic classes weekly, HydroFit, VP Tabata, Joint Friendly, Aqua Zumba, and Tab Aqua. Access to virtual fitness with a private Total Health Facebook page that provides group fitness videos with local instructors, as well as access to the Mirror app for at-home or on-the-go fitness instruction. Contact 405-533-4348 for questions or more information, or visit us online, stillwater-medical.org/services-care/fitness-center.
This is Sports Thread, and this is the new free Sports Thread app, changing recruiting forever. The first social network made for athletes, where you can show your talent and where you can be seen by athletes, fans, and coaches nationwide. Upload all your stats to the app, get exposure to college coaches, get clout, and get certified with the check mark that will change your life. Join the squad. Download the Sports Thread app today. Sports Thread, it's always free.
Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC covers all of Oklahoma. The owners, Mark and Cindy Welch, have raised two children and now have two grandchildren, as well as opening a business that gives back to the community in a big way, allowing people to stay in their homes and with their loved ones for longer. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC sends qualified staff by daily to do the things that need to be done safely for folks to stay in their homes. Light housekeeping, shopping, and transporting their clients to doctor's appointments, making sure they're eating right and taking their medications at the correct times. Call Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC anywhere in Oklahoma, 405-612-3177. That's 405-612-3177. And they'll take care of your loved ones like they were a member of their very own family. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC anywhere in Oklahoma, it's 405-612-3177. 405-612-3177.
Basketball coaches, do you have a point guard or leader you're going to be counting on next season to run the show for you? Don't leave next season to chance. Thousands of coaches send their players to a point guard college camp each summer to learn the game, lead a team, and run the show. Your players will be smarter, better leaders, and better equipped to foster a championship culture next season in practice and in your locker room. You can go to pgcbasketball.com to find a 5-day, 4-night camp near you. That's pgcbasketball.com.
Now, the City Manager's Minute with Stillwater City Manager Norman McNichol.
Are you looking for ways to make your home more environmentally friendly? Join the Yard by Yard Community Resilience Project. This project aims to make a difference by recognizing individuals who bring earth-friendly practices to their yards. Some of these practices include maintaining a pesticide-free yard, growing herbs, fruits, or vegetables, using rain barrels to capture rainwater. Contact the Payne County Conservation District to learn more about how you can get involved.
Stillwater's Family Fun Center is the ultimate air trampoline park on North Country Club Road. Come jump with us. We've got foam pits, dodgeball, basketball hoops, group rates, birthday parties, and more. Get all the details at ultimateairstillwater.com.
The National Weather Service has issued a freeze watch for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning. For tonight, clear 38. Monday, sunny. South wind 75. Slight chance of rain Monday night, 35. Only 48 and a slight chance of rain in north winds Tuesday. 32 Tuesday night, 60 Wednesday.
And welcome back on a terrific Sunday, as he does each and every Sunday, the man who knows recruiting, Sean Leary, CEO of Sports Thread, sportsthread.com, the terrific Sports Thread app. You better have that. And today we're going to talk a little bit about how to explore your options and pick a college. And Sean, you couldn't have picked a better topic for today because there are a lot of kids, probably their parents, maybe even some grandparents, aunts, uncles, whatever, who are into their kids recruiting, and this is one of those things that can help with too.
Oh, no doubt about it. Picking a college is, I think, it's an activity that needs to be weighed in on by your entire family, to your point. But on the Sports Thread app, we talk to athletes all the time, and one of the things that we've learned is that a lot of young athletes out there, young men, young women, just don't really understand how many options they have. And a lot of kids get really, really excited about getting an offer from a big-name school, or they get really tunnel vision on trying to go to a D1 or a Power 5, or they have one dream school that they want to go to, and you kind of wind up getting recruited, and you go there, and it's not quite what you thought. And what I'd love to do today is kind of go through a few things that might help a prospective student athlete that's looking at a few opportunities, whether you're trying to reach out to colleges and you just don't know who to talk to in the beginning and where it might be a good fit for you, or maybe you're someone who's got 20 offers and you're just trying to figure out where you're going to be happy. But the biggest thing you got to do when you're trying to think through this stuff is do some research and talk to people and try to figure out where it's going to be a good fit for you. I bet you've seen a lot of kids get recruited and transfer after a year because they just didn't quite make the right choice.
Every year the record is broken with this transfer portal.
Yeah, so we've seen stats that say up to 40% of freshmen in college that aren't in heavy regulated transfer sports will leave after their freshman year. Well, there's usually two reasons why that happens. One is just a bad fit. They didn't get along with the coach, or they don't fit in on the team, or the culture at the school isn't right, or they didn't get playing time. And all of those reasons you can figure out before you decide to commit there. So I'm going to kind of go through a couple things that any family and any young athlete who's thinking about getting recruited and picking a college should consider before they choose to go to a college. And, you know, at the end of the day, what matters most is that you choose the program that's right for you. Only you and your family can figure that out. And you got to make sure that you give yourself a chance to make the right choice. So a couple of the things that you really got to think about would be, one, you know, what's the competition level that you want to go play at, and what kind of experience you're going to have playing athletics at that school. But playing college sports is a lot bigger than just the time you spend with the team and the time you play in games. It also is your academics. What's the academics going to be like at the college? It's your social life. Keep in mind, everything you're doing is going to be tailored around this team and around the school and around being a student and an athlete at that college. You know, your social life, the school setting. Where are you going to go to college? Is it a big city? Is it somewhere close to home? Those are things that you got to think through. And then, of course, the cost. Number one reason why athletes don't go to college is being able to afford the school. So just give you a couple of things that you might want to think through in each of these categories. It's easy to make a quick little checklist and kind of based off some of these items and go through them with your family and answer these questions with them. And if you do, you got a much better shot at picking a school that's going to be a really good fit and you're going to be happy there. So first, there's 2,000 colleges that have sports programs in the United States. Every one of them is on SportsThread, but nonetheless, there's 2,000 different places where you can go play. There's Division I schools, D2s, D3s, NAIAs, and junior colleges. Your D1 schools, just to kind of give you an idea of the lifestyle you're going to leave, you're going to spend 50 or more hours a week with your team. You're going to be practicing, you're going to be weightlifting, you're going to be going to games, then you're going to have to go to study hall, then you're going to have to go to class. If you go and play Division I college sports, which I played at two different D1 programs, we have tons of Division I athletes at SportsThread, and I have tons of former Division I athlete friends. Every one of them says the same thing. It makes up your whole life. So if you want to go to a D1 college, you got to know that your time in that sport is going to be pretty much everything that you do while you're there. If you choose a D2 school, it's going to be a pretty heavy time commitment as well. A lot of D2s are just as heavy time commitment as a Division I. Now, then you got your D3s and your NAIAs. And one of the things that I love about the Division III and the NAIA level is that they really prioritize academics at most of those schools, and they're going to offer you a lot better school and grades and social life balance with your athletics. You're going to be able to probably have a little bit more rounded out experience at that school. You're going to be able to do some other things. And then junior college, I went to a junior college as well, and honestly, it was one of the best experiences in my entire life, because you get to really focus on your game. You get to work on, you know, maybe getting your grades up if that's the reason why you were there. If you were getting recruited to go to certain four-year schools and you just didn't quite have the grades to get recruited or to get accepted into that school, you can go to that JUCO and you can boost your grades up and then transfer after a year or two. But I will say, too, just like, you know, that lifestyle that you have in the D1 school is going to be 50-plus hours of a week on your sport, a junior college can be a little less of a glamorous lifestyle. You're not going to get your laundry done by the team. Most of the programs are underfunded. You got to be a scrappy person if you want to go there, because a lot of people have their careers end in junior college, but it's also a great way to get your career back on track or get extra reps if you're just not quite ready for those four-year areas. Another big thing within just choosing the right athletic fit for you is look at the roster. When you're getting recruited into a school, if you're a point guard or if you're a quarterback or if you're a first baseman or if you are, you know, a women's golfer, look at who is ahead of you in your position in that program. If you got an All-American first baseman, you're a first baseman, and they're a freshman, and you're a senior in high school, you might have 3 years before you touch the field. And you got to ask yourself, is that something that you're okay with? Are you all right with sitting on the bench for a little bit and before you get game time? And the bigger program, the more difficult of competition you go into, the more likely that's going to happen. And if you want to play right away, going to a lower level college, or especially going to a junior college because you only have freshman and sophomore, is a great way to go. And another thing on the competition side is the community behind the team. I mean, if you're at an Oklahoma State game, I don't care whether you're at a softball game or a football game, the whole town of Stillwater is going to come out and support you. If you are at a smaller school, or if you're at a school where the community just doesn't care as much about your program, maybe playing for an empty stadium isn't something that you want. And those are things that really can shape the experience that you have on the athletic side of things. But like I said, the athletic portion of going to school it's a big part of it, but it's not the entire experience that you're going to have. While you're there, you're a student athlete. You are a student first. You have to have grades to stay eligible to play. And there's a lot of things with being an athlete that you really need to think through before you go to college, because you're probably not going to go pro in your sport. And even if you do go pro, at some point, your career is going to end, and you got to have a degree. You got to have the ability to go on and do something else after you're done playing. So make sure you're picking a college that, A, you can get into with your grades. You don't want to, if you have a 2.8 GPA, targeting Ivy League schools isn't the right choice for you. You won't be able to get in. Do they have your major? One of the most surprising things that a lot of young athletes experience is when they go into their, when they show up for their freshman year at a school, they don't look into the college and see, oh, wow, they don't actually have my major here. And now you have an entire different life path that you have to figure out because you can't get the major that you wanted. And at some colleges, and this is very common, and I actually had this happen to me at Pepperdine, many of my friends did while I was playing ball there, is sometimes you want to go into a specific program, like academic program, you want to go get a certain major, and your sports team will tell you, no, you can't play that position, you can't do that major because the classes conflict with the practice schedule, you won't have enough time, and then they steer you into something else. So those are all just huge things that you really, really need to think about for teeing yourself up on a life outside of sports, in addition to how does the program prioritize academics or sports? Does the coach make you do study hall? Do they have policies for athletes who are struggling with their grades? How do the professors work with you on your travel schedule? You're going to be out of town traveling for games all the time. How are they going to work with you on that? And that's a great question to ask other athletes, like when you go and do a visit, as well as how the school just interacts with athletes and how they look at the athletes. Those are all things that you got to ask yourself when you are, or ask other people when you're on a visit with them. And things like, can you get in with your grades? Do they have your major? Those are things that you can actually look up on the Sports Thread app. The next section that any young athlete who's thinking about going to college really needs to think about is your social life. You're in college. You want to have some fun. And you got to make sure that where you're choosing to go and play ball is going to come with a social life that you're going to enjoy being at that school. So a couple questions you might want to ask yourself is, what would I do at this college if I were going there? And when you're on a visit, when you're on an unofficial or an official visit, this is a key area that you need to ask the other players who are already in the program. They're living the lifestyle that you're being recruited into. So, what do the athletes do when they're not playing? What is there to do when you're in town? What do the athletes like to do around campus? Who does the team hang out with? Some teams only hang out with, I remember in the most of the baseball programs I played in, we hung out with the soccer team, or we hung out with the basketball team, for example. Some of them hang out with the Greek life section of the university. There's a lot of different ways that you can be spending your time, but you're with those players on your team, you're probably going to be doing a lot of the same things as them. Do they have a football team? If you're not a football player and you want to go to a college that has tailgating and football on Saturdays, find out if they got a football team. And if that's important to you, make sure that the coach will let you go and enjoy those things. Also, young athletes often want to be in Greek life. They want to go and be a sorority or a fraternity. Does the school even have sororities or fraternities? And will the program let you rush? And so do you have time to even go and be a part of rush and then do the activities with those groups? And all of that is going to kind of fall within talking to the people that are in the program when you get to the school, as well as what competition level you're going to. If you're at a Division I school, I can almost guarantee you, you're not going to be given the time that you need to go and rush a sorority. You're probably not going to be able to go and do Saturday tailgating and go to the football games. If you go to a D3 school, might be the case. And that's not the case for every Division I college. It's not the case for every D3, which is why you got to go on those visits and you got to talk to the people there. Another big important part of the experience you can have is the school setting. What part of the country is the school in that you're going to? If you're a kid who's grown up in, you know, Oklahoma, are you going to be comfortable living in Southern California? If you're a kid living in Southern California, are you going to be comfortable moving and living in South Carolina? There's a lot of different things and cultural things that go into the part of the country that you live in. Do you want to stay close to home? Do you want to be near your family? Do you want to be able to drive home on the weekends or, you know, go to your little brother's birthday party? If you're living in a different state, that gets very hard to do. Also, how big is the student body? I mean, different athletes need different things academically. Are you going to do a good job with your grades if you're sitting in a huge auditorium setting in a school that has 50,000 people and you don't get one-on-one attention? Or do you need a college where you're going to be one of 15 to 25 kids in the class, more like in high school where you're going to get that one-on-one help? Those are things that you can really learn about, like the student body size and the student-to-faculty ratio and where a school is set, just by going on the Sports Thread app. And then, of course, financially, got to be able to afford to go to the school. So the biggest piece of advice we have here is if you are being offered a partial scholarship or you're being asked to be a preferred walk-on, which are very, very common if you're not playing, for example, Division I football or basketball, how can you piece together tuition? Because if you can't afford the tuition, you're going to need to find a different school. So when you're being recruited by the coach, you got to ask them, you know, will you be able to help me get maybe academic money? Is there grant money that's available that I could be a part of? Maybe you need to go work a job. Will the team help me find time in my schedule so that I can go and work a job in town? Or a lot of colleges actually offer work programs at school where you can do things for the team during your off hours and earn a little bit extra money there. So you got to figure out as a family where you're going to be able to afford the school. You got to figure out with your family what kind of academic setting are you going to be happy in. You got to figure out what part of the country are you going to be in. Is going home important to you? Do you want to get out and experience a different part of the world? What is the social life going to be like? Again, that one's going to be one that you really want to ask people when you are on campus during one of those recruiting visits. And especially, what is that competition level that I want? How fast do I need to get on the field to be happy playing? Who's in front of me? And what do I need to do to excel at this level?
Sean Leary joining us, of course, CEO of Sports Thread. Sean, you have time for a couple questions from the text line?
Absolutely.
And, of course, you folks can text us in as well on the Wild Wings, Buffalo Wild Wings text line, 405-880-2316. That's 405-880-2316. Got a couple questions. On NAIA, JUCO, D2, D3 scholarships, do they give academic money as well?
Well, yes, they do. Junior colleges are a little bit different if you're going to JUCO in California. Junior colleges in California, particularly if you're out of state, there's really not going to be a lot of scholarship opportunity, but they're also cheaper course credits. NAIAs, D3s, and this is all, it can all be different depending on the college, mind you, and that's why you got to talk to the coach who's recruiting you.
Well, D3s is all academic, right? There are no such things. It's same as Ivy League. There's no such thing as athletic. Right.
There's no athletics, so you probably are going to be able to, if you're a highly achieving academic young athlete, that could be a great way for you to go. And just as a reminder, too, the coaches that are recruiting you are excellent at working with the university to get you into the school. It's their job to get players that can help them win into the college, and they will immediately be able to recognize with your grades whether you're able to get in or not. But if you need help with financing college, they're very creative with that, and it's a huge part of their job, helping you find grants, helping you get academic aid. You know, there's other things, financial aid recipient, being a financial aid recipient that they can do to help you finance going to the school. So first, get on the Sports Thread app and look up the school. You can look up any college in the country on there, and it's going to break down financial aid packages that are available on a broad basis. And then as you get the college and the program more interested in you, you need to ask those questions to the coach. But a good rule of thumb is if you want an academic scholarship, you need to have grades that are better than the minimum threshold to get into the college.
And I know from having one that played junior college baseball and one that's probably going to play junior college or possibly D2 NAI basketball, in Oklahoma, they have what's called OLAP, and you can sign up for it like before the 10th grade. And if your parents make under a certain minimum required salary, you can get your tuition paid for at any state institution, including JUCO, D2, NAI, D1, whatever. Well, probably not D1 because D1's full ride or nothing. So, but they have that. And I mean, I've talked to a number of parents of kids we've helped that ended up going JUCO or NAI or D2. And actually with OLAP and Pell have actually made money off the deal. Their kid going to college and they're actually making money, which and I guess is actually better than a full ride if you're making money off the deal, right?
Well, I think the situation you're kind of referring to is getting some sort of stipend or grant where you have a little bit of money that you might be able to go out and buy food with and do things along those lines. And there are a lot of instances where that happen, where that will happen, where you have a scholarship and then you have another little bit of funding where, you know, that money's really dog-eared to go towards living expenses or buying yourself food and those kinds of things. So it just depends on the school. It depends on where you live. But there's so much money and there's so many different ways that you can go out and get yourself help in financing school that you just need to get online and you need to do your research. SportsThread's a great place to start, but programs like what you just described in Oklahoma or programs that you may be able to qualify for through maybe a sports performance facility that you're a part of, maybe they have scholarships, maybe the high school you're going to has scholarships, maybe you can win a scholarship academically. You have to get out and be creative because putting some time in your junior, senior year, or even your sophomore year of high school, and doing that research and figuring out how you can put together tuition, which, you know, is so important regardless of where you're going. You got to be able to pay for the tuition. A couple dozen hours of work applying for scholarships, applying for grants, applying for financial aid could quite literally be the difference between whether you can afford going to the perfect fit school or the dream school for you, or maybe having to go to a different college that's offering you more athletic money or maybe not even getting to go to school at all. So it's certainly worth the time investment.
One guy that texted in that I know, and I can just see his wife sitting next to him reminding him, because he's reminding us, not only the social life, but you got a good chance of meeting your spouse in college as well.
Absolutely. The relationships that you make in college are going to be some of the most important ones that you have for the entire rest of your life. I have countless teammates who met their spouse in college. I have countless friends myself who are lifelong friends who I couldn't imagine my life without. But if I hadn't have gone to those programs, if I hadn't have been in college with them, I wouldn't know them. I wouldn't have those deep relationships. And it's certainly one of the most special parts about being at a college and being surrounded by like-minded people. You can find people who have similar values to you. You'll find people who have similar life stories and backgrounds to you, and you get to grow with them into becoming an adult. And it's an amazing, amazing part of your life, but it's only going to be that way if you pick the right school for you. You're looking for, if you're looking to get married, maybe you got to go find a college that has a lot of students who are really focused on that. If you're looking to, go to a party school, figure out which school that is. And there's no right or wrong answers, but I can guarantee you that if you find the right college for you, you do the research, you work with your family, you find the right fit for you across all these different questions, you're going to have the time of your life. You're going to have lifelong experiences and friends that you'll just cherish forever. And it's worth the time and it's worth the effort to pick the right college and do your research.
And you have to be really careful too, because I know so many kids, and I ask my youngest this question all the time, would you rather go to a bigger school and probably sit on the bench and be what I call them 40-40 guys? You're up by 40 at home, you know, with almost 40 minutes into the game. And that's when you get a play and you get the polite golf clap when you come in and everybody wants you to make a three. And, you know, if you're a competitor, I don't know if that's something most kids I've talked to, I'd say about 90% would rather, you know, let me, especially the portal now, let me give D1 a shot. Let me try this. I know I only have one D1 offer. Let me go. If I play well, problem solved. If I don't, well, I can go somewhere else. And they can. And, you know, with the portal, you can go anywhere now. So it's interesting. We had on Matt Doherty after you last week, and he thinks the portal is the worst thing that's happened to college basketball. And I agree with a close second is letting guys go pro after 1 year. I like the baseball option. If you're going to go pro, go out of high school. If you're, you know, don't waste our time. If you are, hey, you got 3 years, you're locked in. So it'll be interesting. But, Sean, always great having you on. I mean, you do so much for young kids out there who are getting recruited. And I always say this, if you're lucky, real lucky, as a parent, you'll go through it once. As a kid, you'll go through it once. And what you don't know in recruiting can definitely hurt you. So you need to get that Sports Thread app and follow these guys like they're your best friend, because in recruiting, they definitely are.
We appreciate it, Greg. And we're here to help anybody who has questions. When you sign up for the app, you can talk directly with any member of our staff that works with people to answer these kinds of things. They'll help you through the recruiting process. They'll help you with these kinds of questions and figuring out where to go do your research. And they'll help you figure out what that right fit is. So at the end of the day, what matters most is that you choose a program that's right for you. You and only you can choose that with your family, and you just got to make sure that you give yourself the best chance of making this choice by doing your research before you make a decision. We can help you with it. Just go to the Sports Thread on the Apple App Store, on Google, the Google Play Store, download the app, and reach out to our customer service team. They're there and ready to help you.
As always, my friend, good having you on. Look forward to having the topic of the week next Sunday to help out those kids out there wanting to get recruited, and we'll have you on then, bud.
Sounds good, Greg. Thanks so much.
All right. Sean Leary, CEO of Sports Thread. We'll take a break here from some of our other great sponsors, and take your text. You can comment. You can ask a question about some of the topics we had at the top of the show or about recruiting. A lot going on. The portal is full and spinning, and we can get to that when we come back to the Greg Swaim Show.
This is Sports Thread, and this is the new free Sports Thread app, changing recruiting forever. The first social network made for athletes, where you can show your talent and where you can be seen by athletes, fans, and coaches nationwide. Upload all your stats to the app, get exposure to college coaches, get clout, and get certified with the check mark that will change your life. Join the squad. Download the Sports Thread app today. Sports Thread, it's always free.
Basketball coaches, do you have a point guard or leader you're going to be counting on next season to run the show for you? Don't leave next season to chance. Thousands of coaches send their players to a point guard college camp each summer to learn the game, lead a team, and run the show. Your players will be smarter, better leaders, and better equipped to foster a championship culture next season in practice and in your locker room. You can go to pgcbasketball.com to find a 5-day, 4-night camp near you. That's pgcbasketball.com.
Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC covers all of Oklahoma. The owners, Mark and Cindy Welch, have raised two children and now have two grandchildren, as well as opening a business that gives back to the community in a big way, allowing people to stay in their homes and with their loved ones for longer. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC sends qualified staff by daily to do the things that need to be done safely for folks to stay in their homes. Light housekeeping, shopping, and transporting their clients to doctor's appointments, making sure they're eating right and taking their medications at the correct times. Call Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC anywhere in Oklahoma, 405-612-3177. That's 405-612-3177. And they'll take care of your loved ones like they were a member of their very own family. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands, LLC. Anywhere in Oklahoma, it's 405-612-3177. 405-612-3177.
Total Health membership includes access to both Total Health at 1810 North Perkins Road and Total Fitness Aquatics at 901 West 12th Street in Stillwater. Access to all group fitness classes, land and water, equipment, pickleball court, and discounts on personal training and massage therapy. Group fitness classes with 36 land classes weekly, boot camp, functional movement, eccentrics, yoga, memory fusion, senior fit mix, spin indoor cycling, ripped, Tabata, metabolic conditioning, weight training, 24 aquatic classes weekly, HydroFit, VP Tabata, Joint Friendly, Aqua Zumba, and Tab Aqua. Access to virtual fitness with a private Total Health Facebook page that provides group fitness videos with local instructors, as well as access to the Mirror app for at-home or on-the-go fitness instruction. Contact 405-533-4348 for questions or more information, or visit us online, stillwater-medical.org/services-care/fitness-center.
COVID-19 vaccines are available, and Americans are eager to learn more about them but aren't sure where to find the answers. That's why AARP is working to protect Americans 50-plus by making sure you have the latest information about the vaccines and distribution options right here in Oklahoma. Just visit aarp.org/okvaccine to learn who's eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine in Oklahoma and when, where, and how you can get it and what you might discuss with your doctor. That's aarp.org/okvaccine, paid for by AARP.
Want to be the best basketball player you can be? Well, big-time players play all year round in the big-time basketball tournaments in Enid, Stillwater, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Wichita, and Dallas are played year-round for this very reason. Play against the best to be the best and sign up today online at gregswaim.com or call 405-880-2316 to get to the big time.
Where do you find the best patios in town? Eskimo Joe's and Mexico Joe's get my votes. Spring has sprung, so come and sit in the sun while you enjoy your choice of our amazing good cooking or even just a refreshing cold one after work. Mexico Joe's and Eskimo Joe's are ready to serve you with the best hospitality and the biggest smiles in town. It's patio time, and we invite you to come join us for the best seats in town at Mexico Joe's and Eskimo Joe's.
In 1946, TFCU was founded as a not-for-profit credit union, and for 75 years, through tough times and good times, we've been helping our members achieve their goals and realize their dreams. We get it, that each generation has their own path to follow, but the years don't change how we take care of each other. In life, in money, we get it, because we're members too. Tinker Federal Credit Union, 75 years of you and TFCU, federally insured by NCUA.
And welcome back. Always great having Sean on. And about recruiting, I mean, that's one thing about this show. I want it to be educational. You can listen to a million talk sports shows every day. They're all over the place. And they're all good. I mean, I listen to it, too. That's probably what I listen to more than music or anything else. And always trying to get tips and tricks for what other guys are doing. It's all good, but there's nothing educational for recruiting out there. And that's kind of what I do. That's my real job. So we always want to make sure, and some sports I know better than others. Obviously football, basketball, baseball, softball. But I'm starting to get into tennis a little bit. We've got a friend who has a tennis player that's getting recruited. Obviously softball's so huge right here. Volleyball's getting big. When I was in high school, it was not a big deal at all. And Bill, I still remember when Les Miles came in as an assistant, and I knew Kathy. I didn't know Les, but I knew Kathy because Kathy took our service at the University of Michigan. Well, she comes down here and they make her the lay basketball coach. She's not teaching anything, but she's coached. So she goes, "What do I need to do to improve? You've watched Stillwater basketball for years. What do I need to do to improve it?" I said, "You need to get some of those volleyball and palm girls out. So they're real athletic." She goes, "You know what? You're not kidding." She goes, "I got to practice about 10 minutes early, and I was watching some of them. They could all jump higher than my best girl." I'm like, well, yeah, it's a mindset. It's Yeah, they triple. But, yeah, it is what it is. You've got to have players. It's not all the X's and O's, the Johnnies and the Joes or Josephines or whatever. But, yeah, it's all good. And we want to educate you because, listen, you don't have to be a superstar. Believe it or not, over the years, we have helped over 100 kids that did not start as a senior on their high school athletic team that got some sort of athletic money. And they got some academic money in most cases, too. Maybe they were, in a lot of cases, they were really smart. Maybe had a 32 ACT or something like that and a 4 point and National Honor Society. So they got a lot of money on the academic side, too, which, let's be honest, that's going to carry a lot further than athletic money. But the athletic money at some places is pretty decent. And if you can get a combination of both, you can walk away with a little extra money. And, of course, you kids in Oklahoma, and I assume other states have something similar, but they've got OLAP here in this state. I don't know the actual monetary figure you have to be under for your parents to make or household income, but it's not ridiculous. And, you know, a lot of people would qualify for it. And then you have Pell, which is national. Between those two, you go to an Oklahoma junior college or maybe a state-sponsored D2, like a Northwestern, a Southwestern, a Southeastern, some of those schools, you can literally make money playing college sports without getting an athletic scholarship. So there's a lot of ways. And of course, you can get hold of us anytime. Email us at greg@gregswaim.com. Because we certainly want to help out on that. Bill, my eyesight's not as great as that. What's that saying?
$55,000 or less.
Is it 55? Okay, I knew it used to be 50, so appreciate that. Yeah, if your household income is $55,000 or less, and you can get free tuition to go to, let's say you want to start out at a JUCO and try it out. But yeah, you can get that free tuition. And once you get free tuition, you got to worry about books and food and housing. Pell's going to take care of that and then some. And I did not know this till I started helping kids get Pell and OLAP, but believe it or not, they send you back what you don't use for Pell. I figured they just use what you needed and that was it. No, it's a federal government thing, and we can get into that at another day, another time, but they literally give you the difference that you didn't spend. So if you don't live too extravagantly, you don't need to work in addition to everything else. You're going to make some money. So there's a lot of things. And once again, it's what we always say in recruiting, what you don't know can definitely hurt you. We can help you. Sean can help you. I've been doing this since 1988. I'm not sure Sean was alive in 1988, but he's been doing it a long time, and they got a lot more energy than I have. So what they may not have in knowledge, and I think they've got everything and then some on me, they've got a lot of energy too. And like Sean said, almost all of his staff played college athletics. So they can give you their personal insight as well. We didn't talk about this. I probably need to talk about this with Sean in the future. They have guys in every state, ladies or gentlemen, in just about every area of the country. Matter of fact, we'll get the Oklahoma guy on, Jeremy, here pretty quick. He's a great guy, played linebacker at the University of Tulsa, and to talk about his experiences. But we want to get, you know, the guys on from Chicago and Tennessee and other places as well, because they have a personal story that might be similar to yours. Hey, we're going to take another break, hear from our great sponsors. We'll come back and wrap up the show after this.
COVID-19 vaccines are available, and Americans are eager to learn more about them but aren't sure where to find the answers. That's why AARP is working to protect Americans 50-plus by making sure you have the latest information about the vaccines and distribution options right here in Oklahoma. Just visit aarp.org/okvaccine to learn who's eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine in Oklahoma and when, where, and how you can get it and what you might discuss with your doctor. That's aarp.org/okvaccine, paid for by AARP.
Want to be the best basketball player you can be? Well, big-time players play all year round in the big-time basketball tournaments in Enid, Stillwater, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Wichita, and Dallas are played year-round for this very reason. Play against the best to be the best and sign up today online at gregswaim.com or call 405-880-2316 to get to the big time.
This is Sports Thread, and this is the new free Sports Thread app, changing recruiting forever. The first social network made for athletes, where you can show your talent and where you can be seen by athletes, fans, and coaches nationwide. Upload all your stats to the app, get exposure to college coaches, get clout, and get certified with the check mark that will change your life. Join the squad. Download the Sports Thread app today. Sports Thread, it's always free.
Basketball coaches, do you have a point guard or leader you're going to be counting on next season to run the show for you? Don't leave next season to chance. Thousands of coaches send their players to a point guard college camp each summer to learn the game, lead a team, and run the show. Your players will be smarter, better leaders, and better equipped to foster a championship culture next season in practice and in your locker room. You can go to pgcbasketball.com to find a five-day, four-night camp near you. That's pgcbasketball.com.
Total Health membership includes access to both Total Health at 1810 North Perkins Road and Total Fitness Aquatics at 901 West 12th Street in Stillwater. Access to all group fitness classes, land and water, equipment, pickleball court, and discounts on personal training and massage therapy. Group fitness classes with 36 land classes weekly, boot camp, functional movement, eccentrics, yoga, memory fusion, senior fit mix, spin indoor cycling, ripped, Tabata, metabolic conditioning, weight training, 24 aquatic classes weekly, HydroFit, VP Tabata, Joint Friendly, Aqua Zumba, and Tab Aqua. Access to virtual fitness with a private Total Health Facebook page that provides group fitness videos with local instructors, as well as access to the Mirror app for at-home or on-the-go fitness instruction. Contact 405-533-4348 for questions or more information, or visit us online, stillwater-medical.org/services-care/fitness-center.
Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC covers all of Oklahoma. The owners, Mark and Cindy Welch, have raised two children and now have two grandchildren, as well as opening a business that gives back to the community in a big way, allowing people to stay in their homes and with their loved ones for longer. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC sends qualified staff by daily to do the things that need to be done safely for folks to stay in their homes. Light housekeeping, shopping, and transporting their clients to doctor's appointments, making sure they're eating right and taking their medications at the correct times. Call Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC anywhere in Oklahoma, 405-612-3177. That's 405-612-3177. And they'll take care of your loved ones like they were a member of their very own family. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC anywhere in Oklahoma, it's 405-612-3177. 405-612-3177.
We're surrounded by viruses. If you're young and healthy, most don't pose a threat. But vaping breaks down your body's ability to defend itself. Chemicals in vapor like propylene glycol, glycerol, and metal particles damage your lungs on a cellular level. And that damage to your lungs leaves you vulnerable to the flu, pneumonia, and worse. Get the sick truth about vaping at BehindTheHaze.com.
How sweet it is to be loved. And that's about going to do it. I had that one topic we were talking about. I got a couple of texts we can get to as well. Some of them are not necessarily for broadcast, but I would say 90% of the folks who texted in have said they would just as soon transgenders play other transgenders. The problem with that is, and we talked about it before, I don't know if there's enough transgenders to play. Heck, we got some baseball teams around here who are letting girls on softball girls on their team at the Class A level, so they'll have enough to play baseball. So, yeah, I don't know if you'd be able to field a transgender team
many schools, unless it's, you know, like Broken Arrow or something. Now, and what I mean by that is they've got more students than everybody else, of course. And they have for 4,000 plus, Bill, I think it is, five. There's college campuses in the state that don't have half that many. So, yeah, that's one thing about going to Stillwater High back class of 1980. I pretty much knew everybody in my class, even though it was a 6A school. Or maybe it was 5A. I think when 5A was the biggest, I don't even remember. It's been, I slept a couple times since 1980, but it's all good. But, hey, I want to thank everybody, of course, our producer engineer, Bill Van Ness. And you can hear him all the time on all the Stillwater radio stations because he does the weather, too, man. I mean, that weather stuff is important. You always need to know the weather in Oklahoma, particularly this time of year. If there's any storms or whatever, Bill will be right there to let you know. Also want to thank, of course, CEO of Sports Thread, Sean Leary. Terrific guy and always great having them on. That's going to do it. We'll talk to you next week, folks.